Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tropical Depression Alberto is still dumping rains on part of the country, and in the western mountains of North Carolina, there was fear about a dam that was about to fail. Officials have lifted the evacuation orders, deeming the dam safe. Matt Bush is news director at Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville, North Carolina. He joins us now. Matt, so the dam is safe, but flooding is still a big concern.
Yes, right now we're seeing some flooding in the immediate areas around Asheville and actually all throughout western North Carolina. But some of the newest flooding is the flooding that's happening in Asheville in the Biltmore Village area just to the south of the city.
And what about mudslides? That's also a concern.
Lots of mudslides. We've had mudslides really all month. The problem here right now in western North Carolina is there have been areas that have received 2 feet of rain in 2 weeks. So the mudslide started last weekend. There was a woman killed in her home by a mudslide in Polk County, which is to the south of Asheville. And there have been mudslides. There was some slides that closed Interstate 40 in both directions last night near in McDowell County, near where this dam at Lake Tahoma, where officials were fearing that it was going to fail overnight.
Are there fears that if there's more rain, that the dam could be a problem again?
We'll see on that. There was a landslide that hit the dam, and that's basically what triggered this sort of warning. But they were quick to point out that there were no breaks in the dam and that no water actually had been coming over it out of what's normal. So an abundance of caution, I think, really happened because we've had some incidents here in the past 2 weeks. We had something happen on Monday where two television journalists were killed by a tree that fell in this area. And it was believed that tree fell because of all the rain that has been falling in the area. It loosened the roots around the tree and fell. So I think everybody here is using a lot of caution right now just with anything regarding this rain because we still have rain forecast for the rest of the week here.
This is an area with a lot of transplants. A lot of people retire in western North Carolina. There are a lot of tourists there. How is that going? Can people get around right now if they need to?
Well, in the Biltmore Village area, that is near where the Biltmore Estate is, one of the largest, probably the largest tourist attraction in the area. So right now, that immediate area, there are some closures that maybe people can't get in and out of. In the city of Asheville, in the downtown area, that's up higher. The elevation there is higher from where the flooding is taking place. That right now, there are no problems. But as you spread out through some of the other areas, through the national forests that are in the areas of western North Carolina, there are closures. There's one trail that is closed for the first time ever since it's been open because of all the rain that has happened.
And you say there's more rain coming.
We have more rain forecast through the rest of the week. Most of the flood warnings are in effect until Friday. So we'll see. Everyone's just kind of hoping to hang on here and hoping that we don't get anything more catastrophic and that the ground and the rivers and the banks and all that can really handle what's going to come right now because they're beginning to be unable to handle it.
That's Matt Bush, news director at Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville, North Carolina. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.